thousands of people sit their whole lifetime, 18 hours a day, and they don't get it. We think of Zen, of people waking up, but so I read, if a Zen master had one person wake up, they were considered highly successful. One person out of thousands who were sitting for 18 hours a day. And we're expecting to do it for, and yet, even if you want to play the piano, you've got to sit down and play for 8 hours a day, constantly, constantly, until you start to get the synapses from the brain down to the fingers. And here in the West, we're used to saying the instant thing, oh yes, I'll have that. It's not that easy. It is very, very simple. And once you've got the knack, it seems so obvious. Why doesn't everybody do it? Because that knack is not easy. So when I say, is my way of putting it in, you need to include. Krishnamurti said, unconditional awareness. Be there unconditionally, including whatever comes. But you see, what happens, especially with the Western mind, but with the Eastern mind as well, is I am doing this for the outcome. And if you're doing it for the outcome, you're not here. I remember very clearly for me that in my youth, I was tortured by sexual feelings. Tortured. I was afraid of women. And this energy was with me all the time. It was like madness. I thought about suicide at one time. And then I started to hear about meditation and awakening and going beyond. And suddenly I realized, oh, people are saying I don't have to live with this for the rest of my life. What I need to do is go to a guru, meditate, do this and that and the other. And it didn't make any difference. And I remember something happened one day when I said, it is perfectly possible that I will not get through this basic sexual energy in this lifetime. I accept that. And that changed my whole life. I accept that I may not get through this, and I'm going to keep making myself available. I'm going to keep following everything that comes up in this way, every woman I'm attracted to, I'm going to make myself available. Whether anything comes out of it or not is irrelevant. Whether I get through this lifetime or not, I am going to go into this and into this. And that was the shift. I'm going to go into it, not on condition that I come out in the time that I am allotting. And it went. As soon as I accepted that this is the way it is, and I have no idea for how long, or in if it's gone, it's when you accept this moment exactly as it is. And that sounds very simple, and it's not. Because this moment includes everything, whatever. And again, to say that if you do it in order to, you're not doing it. You're trying to get away from here instead of being here. And usually being here is not very comfortable. Once you stop avoiding, once you stop doing all your addictions and habits and whatever they are, and we're full of it, almost everything we do is not to be in this moment. Almost every single thing we do is an avoidance of who we are in this moment. When it comes to, I'm going to go into that. No idea if I'm, when or if I'm going to come out of it, but my way isn't working, I'm going to try something else. Going in unconditionally to whatever comes up in the moment. Being with what is. And when you do, all this stuff from the past starts to come up. If your resolution is total, it'll disappear in an instant. One of the illustrations I use is about people who decide to give up smoking cigarettes. They decide to give up over and over and over, and they start again, they start again, they start again. And then one day, it happens, they say, no, I'm finished. And when they really say, I am finished, they don't even have withdrawal. That's what happened to Miles Davis. When he said, I'm giving up heroin, he went into a room and sat there without his heroin. He went and he was clear and he started playing music again. When it's that absolutely unconditionally total, you're going in unconditionally. You're not going in because you're going to come out. You're going in because you're going in. And of course, I'm going in because I want to come out. But you're not going to focus on coming out. You're going to focus on being in, and you have no idea how many hours, days, weeks, months, years, lifetimes, you don't know. And usually, when it is that unconditional, not only do you come out, you realize you've never been in. And that's hard to explain. There is no past. There is no future. It's all now. And when you make this shift, you just shift one from one reality to another that's been running alongside you all the time. Everything is simultaneous. And by your complaint, by your demand, by your desire, you are keeping yourself in a frequency, in a reality, in a state where all that exists. Your demand has its repercussions. As you sow, you will reap. There is always a consequence to everything. And nobody's punishing you. It's just, that's the way it works. Two sides to everything. Until you let them go. And say, all right, so this is happening. Ah, so this is happening. Oh, so the car won't start. Okay. Oh, so this is happening. Oh, so that broke. But it's not just saying, oh, so that's broken, I'm not upset. No, that is broken, and I am upset, but I'm not supporting upset. It's broken, I'm upset. Just being with what is. And you're right, it's a knack. You can't train for it. It's just something that's there. And it is easier for some people than others, and it might be to do with how much lifetime's work has gone into it. But whatever it is, as I see it, it's available for everyone. It's do you make yourself available to it unconditionally? And if you don't, you're not bad. If you do, you're not good. Those things are all in one particular dimension, good and bad. They're all in a particular vibration frequency. And you can not be in that frequency as soon as you give up wanting. I say give up wanting. Wanting can still be there, but you give up energy, energizing. Yeah, I still want that, but you're not energizing. It's not a demand. It's not saying, I have to have that or else. It's saying, yeah, that's what I would like, and if not, this is it. This is it. This is it. Now.